You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hello and welcome to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about self-care for when we get overwhelmed at work. So one of the things that I talk about with clients a lot is how do I manage that work-life balance? How do I find mental health in my workplace? How do I manage what it is that I do most of the time with how I want to feel in my life? So I thought we'd talk about how do I do self-care when I'm overwhelmed at work? Okay, let's jump right in. So when it comes to managing our mental health and managing our mental well-being when we are at work, oftentimes some of the skills that we use within the moment to manage our self-care might not be accessible to us because we're around people, because we're in and around our bosses, because there's a level of professionalism that we need to uphold, right? There's many restrictions that perhaps we're not able to use all of our skills that we learn in therapy within the workplace. So this is where self-care kind of comes into play, into what am I doing for me in order to make sure that my workplace is the healthiest that it can be. Not for anyone else, not for telling my coworkers or my bosses or my managers what it is that I'm going to do, but rather what is it that I'm going to do for myself to make sure that this workplace is optimal for where I need to be for my mental health. So again, as all of our conversations kind of go during this podcast, is I'm not here to change other people's behaviors. I'm not here to let them show up differently, right? Anything that I'm doing, any skill that I'm using, I'm expecting that they're going to continue to show up exactly the way that they've showed up for this whole time. And I'm going to change how I'm showing up so that I can feel differently about the situation. They're probably not going to feel any differently, or maybe even notice that anything's changed for you, but you're going to feel better. You're going to be able to show up better and differently for yourself, not for anyone else. So when it comes to overwhelm at work, typically the buzzword that we'll hear is burnout, right? So I am feeling too much, too stressed, too overwhelmed. It's hard to manage what's going on. So we often will start to see that impact our ability to show up outside of work, whether that's for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our families, for our friends, whoever that is, it becomes harder to show up. So when it comes to overwhelm at work, one, we want to notice what am I feeling overwhelmed about, right? What is impacting my ability to show up and do the things that I want to do? And is what I'm doing inside of my actual job description, right? Is this an expectation that the workplace has for me? Or is this a expectation that I'm putting on myself because I want to be a quote unquote good employee, right? I want to be likable. I want everyone to see that I'm doing a good job. So deciphering those two things out is going to most likely decrease the amount of work that we need to do. So typically, those who experience burnout are not the ones who need to be doing more work. So decreasing our work a little bit is probably not going to be the case for someone who's feeling extreme stress at work. That's not typically the person who's not doing their job, who needs to be doing more in order to pull their weight. So typically I recommend if we're feeling burnout, it's probably because we're doing too much, or we're doing too much of something that we don't need to be doing and not enough of something that we do need to be doing in order to be doing a good job. So can we recognize that? Can we see that? And then the other thing is boundaries, right? So self-care at work looks a lot like boundaries. Again, not telling anyone else how they need to show up, but telling ourselves how we're going to show up. So that's going to look like me making sure that I'm not working when I'm not being paid to work. It looks like making sure that I'm doing the things that are on my job description, the things that are on my list of things to do, versus those things that are going to make me look like a good employee or burn me to the ground because someone needs to do it. And rather advocating for what does that look like, right? How as a company or how as a person can we get these things done without all of that burden kind of laying on me? So really evaluating what it is that I'm doing when I show up at work, and is that a part of what I need to be doing, or can I ask for help? And then setting very firm boundaries of yes, I can do that, or no, I cannot, but knowing that I'm saying yes or no to that because I do have the capacity for it, not because I feel like I have to do that thing in order to look good to the employer. So boundaries also might look like making sure that I'm telling myself to go to bed on time so that I can show up to work and feel rested, feel okay. It might look like maybe I need to make sure that I'm bringing my lunch to work with me, or having meal prepped things in my fridge for when I need to scoot out of my home office and down into the kitchen to make sure that I'm feeling fueled, right? So checking in with those basic needs. And maybe that even looks like every hour I make sure that I get up from my desk and walk around because we're not supposed to sit for 8 hours a day. So these little things that we can do that require me to be boundaried about myself and prioritizing myself, not for others, but for me, right? I've had a couple of clients over the years who have had dogs, and they will get up and they will go for a walk and they will take care of the dog. And when they're no longer needing to take care of that animal or take care of a child, perhaps the child goes to preschool and they're not at home anymore, then they stop feeding themselves lunch. Or if the dog doesn't need to go for a walk anymore, then I stop taking myself for a walk, right? So we want to make sure that we're doing those self-care things, not for the other people in our lives, but for us, right? It's still important for me to go for a walk. It's still important for me to feed myself. So not doing those things because there's not an external force telling me I have to. So that's just my couple of thoughts on burnout and boundaries and how we can make sure that we're having self-care in the work environment when maybe I can't, you know, use some of my more verbal skills or some of my calm down techniques. You know, we're not going to be doing really, really deep breaths or splashing our face with water, ice cold water at work. So when some of those skills don't work, we can start to use these more preventative self-reliant skills at work for ourselves in order to decrease that overwhelm at work. Okay, I hope you found that helpful. And until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on janicelyons.com. Until next time, take care.